Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, glad to have you with me today on the podcast. Let me go into one of my favorite segments from John chapter 6. This is the bread from heaven passage where Jesus begins to have a verbal confrontation with the scribes and Pharisees and gets into some remarkable truths that are going to expose to us, and we'll do this over the next few days, are going to expose to us the thoughts and feelings of the Jewish audience and how that relates to Jesus for you and me under the new covenant. We start with John 6 and 22, and the on the following day is the day. John's not, doesn't always do this because he doesn't move chronologically very often, but every now and then he would specifically tell you when something was. The day before had been the feeding of the 5,000 followed by Jesus walking on the water. That same crowd that Jesus fed the day before is about to come back into play in this next story. On the following day, when the people who were standing on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there except that one which his disciples had entered, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but his disciples had gone away alone. However, other boats came from Tiberias near the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also got into boats and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus. I want to point one thing out. I got to admit, I missed a few days ago when we were in the feeding of the 5,000. And I talked about Jesus gathering up the fragments and there being 12 baskets left over. Let me point something out from the 23rd verse. Near the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. John points out twice, once in the story of the 5,000 and a second time here in the postscript following the story of the 5,000, that at that miracle, Jesus gave thanks. And I want to point out what John was trying to point out. The way that Jesus performed the miracle was by giving thanks. Because in John 6, it tells us that Jesus took, verse 11, he took the loaves and when he had given thanks, he distributed them. Then when John tells us about it, he mentions the fact that he gave thanks. And in fact, John doesn't even say in John 6, 20, 23, near the place where the Lord broke bread, or near the place where the Lord fed the 5,000. Instead, he says, near the place where the Lord gave thanks. So to John, the point of the miracle was not just that Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fishes. It was the way he did it. He did it by just saying thank you. He didn't petition for an hour, scream, holler, yell, jump up and down, make sure God heard him. He just said, thank you, Father, for this bread. Thank you for this fish. And I believe he said, thank you for what you're about to do, because Jesus would pray that way at other times as well. Thank you for what is about to happen. Maybe that should teach us something about prayer. I mean, if we want to take our cues from books and preachers, that's one thing. But if we want to take our cues from Jesus, I think that's quite another thing. And perhaps it is worth our consideration that prayer should be more thanksgiving than it is straight up petition, like a lot of us have been trained to pray. Because a lot of people are trained to pray. You come before the Lord, you praise him, you worship him, grovel a little bit, get forgiveness, and then bring some stuff to him that you need. Pray real hard for it. I've never figured out how pray hard is different than pray soft, but pray real hard for it. Continue to petition him. And when you have petitioned him enough, say thank you again and move on. You don't have to pray that way, because you boldly go into the throne room of God's grace. You are one of his children. You have access to the Father constantly. You pray in the name of Jesus and make your prayer thanksgiving. That's how Jesus approached it. So the crowd comes knowing that Jesus never got in a boat. So they're starting to figure out there was a miraculous way that he got across the sea. They're seeking Jesus. I'll pick up verse 25 tomorrow as we get into this powerful conversation. We'll learn something about Christ along the way. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.